Thank you, Mayor, City Council members. You know, I can't really compete against some of the statements from Captain Livermore as well as Chief Spagnoli. I think numbers don't lie. The fact of the matter is there are dangers to our community. I can't really compete against that. So I have a story to tell. I had a friend named Alvin who I grew up with over 40 years ago. He came from a very well-to-do family. He was the smartest kid in the second grade. He was able to spell things I couldn't even spell, and he knew how to do algebra at that age. And he was a great friend. During that time, it was a very turbulent time in San Francisco Chinatown. And, you know, marijuana was there, drugs were there, smoking was definitely there. Those are some of the vices that we really didn't want our kids to be involved with, but he was urged by many of his friends. And one of the things that he became a heavy smoker and a drinker, an alcoholic at the age of 13. At the age of 15, he actually tried to rob a Safeway around the Church Street in San Francisco. He actually fired a gun over the cashier's head, and they caught him and all his cohorts, and he went to Youth Guidance Center for many years, and then subsequent to that, he went to, you know, San Quentin. The fact of the matter is that he died at the age of 32 from cirrhosis of the liver as well as other ailments. Those are real facts. The fact of the matter is that we don't want to see another Alvin lost. I understand that, you know, medical marijuana is there to really help folks, but, we're here to protect our children. Alvin was a child. He was exposed to things like these, and we should not allow that to happen. My heart goes out to folks who are very ill, but I'm looking to protect our future. Our future is our children. Thank you.